Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest podcast episode is called The Lord God Kept the Israelites' Clothes and Sandals from Wearing Out for 40 Years. This is over Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 1 through 29. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://Bible in Smaller Chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing this, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19 that say, not to add to or take away from what is written in the Bible. So I was very perplexed and was very prayerful about this. And what the Lord had on my heart was that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of the message he has within the text. He has, on the other hand, shown me different ways to add to understanding that meaning without changing the meaning. And sometimes it's putting more common terms instead of saying victuals. I would put food within brackets, use brackets to show when there's been a change. Most times, can say always because I'm human and I may make errors because that's what I do. I make errors too much probably. But I am prayerful and sometimes God will have things on my heart and I come back and fix it the way he wants if it seems like it's something that isn't exactly the way he wanted it said. Anyway, the thing is, that there are times where it's hard to understand what's happening in a particular passage because the reader or listener doesn't have the background information because it's something that happened in a previous verse, previous chapter of that Book of the Bible, or a whole nother chapter of the Book of the Bible. So when the Lord has it on my heart that it might be beneficial to some, I will put either paraphrase it briefly and put it within brackets or put related verses from that previous situation or related to that previous situation within brackets. And in those times, I will put it in a different color font, which you can't see. So I will say within brackets it says. So those are, and so when I say that, then those are usually the things that I want you to know that the Lord had on my heart to add that might possibly help in understanding. This is only attempted with primarily the King James Version Bible, but lots and lots of prayers in addition. And at times, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary and other internet resources are necessary, as necessary, are utilized. Also, the Lord had me put this in a table format, which doesn't affect how you listen to it, because it reads exactly as I will be reading it to you. But if you do get on the website and see the table format, I hope you find it beneficial. I can't tell you the exact reason. I mean, I have a lot of guesses, but I don't know. I just know the Lord had it on my heart to do that. Also, he had on my heart not to put in repetitive text unless it changes the meaning or it's done for emphasis. And part of the reason why those aren't put in, the initial part is put in, but is, I think, related, I can't tell you for sure, to that this is supposed to be, the Lord had this for people in our busy world. So reading the same thing over and over 12 different times for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Some information is new each time, but some's just repetitive. Anyway, when he has it on my heart to not include it, I don't. And also there's times where I condense, combine, and compress similar words. And these things affect the verse numbering. So I don't tell you this is verse 8, verse 9, verse 10. I will tell you like I did. This is the Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible. It's chapter 29, and it covers verses 1 through 29, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information that was in this chapter will be included in this podcast. If I come across something foretelling of a future event, I've noted it with a red asterisk and I'll say, aha, there's a red asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. There are occasions where I can briefly summarize that future event and I will do so afterwards, but there are other times where I can't briefly summarize it or the event is too far reaching. And so those cases I won't. And if I come across any portion where Jesus is spoken or is referring to what Jesus has spoken, his words will be in red, but since you can't see the colors, I will read them to you. And I'll tell you, these are Jesus' words. They're in red. Lord God kept the Israelites' clothes and sandals from wearing out for over 40 years. This is Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 1 through 29. I kind of excited about this because it's such a miracle that for 40 years people could wear the same shoes. I have a hard time keeping the same shoes for up to a year. And I think you're supposed to change them every 6 months. But these didn't show any signs of wear after that time. And neither did their clothes. Anyway, that was all on the side. Now we'll get to the text from the Bible. These are the words of the covenant, which is a contract, that the Lord commanded Moses to make with his children, which is the people of Israel, in the land of Moab. This is in addition to the covenant that he made with them on Horeb, also known as Mount Sinai. Moses called all of Israel and said to them, "You have seen all the Lord God did in Egypt before your eyes to Pharaoh and all his servants and all his land. You have seen the great temptations, signs, and great miracles. Still, your Lord hasn't given you a heart to understand, eyes to see, and ears to hear until this day. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, and your clothes haven't grown." So this is Moses speaking. "Your clothes haven't grown old upon you, and your shoes haven't grown old upon your feet. You haven't eaten bread, nor wine, nor strong drink, so you might know that I am the Lord your God. When you come into this place," actually, things from Moses and things from the Lord God. And the Lord God used Moses to lead him. So I told you wrong. I apologize. "When you came into this place, Sihon, which is Heshbon's king, and Og, which is Bashan's king, came out of the battle against us and we defeated them. We took their land and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites, Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh. Therefore, keep the words of this covenant," which is a contract, "and do them so you may prosper in all that you do. All of you stand this day before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes and your elders and officers with them, men of Israel, your little ones and wives and the strangers in your camp, from the woodcutter to the person who draws your water, so that you should enter into the covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath that the Lord your God makes with you this day, so he may establish you today for a people for himself, so he may be your God like he promised to you and swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I, the Lord God, am not just making this covenant and oath only with you, but with those who stand here with us today. For we know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations that you passed by. You have seen their abominations, their idols of wood, stone, and silver and gold that were among them. Beware lest anyone among you, man, woman, or family, or tribe, turns away from this day from the Lord your God and goes astray to serve other gods of these nations." Be sure there is no root of, within brackets, I have idolatry among you that brings forth bitter and deadly fruit. It shall happen when someone hears the words of this curse and blesses himself in his heart and says, "I have peace, even though I follow my own stubborn heart and add drunkenness to thirst, the Lord's anger and his jealousy," and I have within brackets of the people worshiping false gods, "shall smoke against that man. The Lord will not spare him. All the curses that are written in this book shall be upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. The Lord shall separate the evil from all Israel's tribes for disaster and according to the covenant curses written in the book of the law. So future generations that come after you and strangers who come from distant lands shall see the plagues on this land and sickness that the Lord has put on it. The whole land is brimstone and salt burning that is unable to be sown with seed, nor grow grass in it, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, that the Lord overthrew in his fury. Why has the Lord done this to this land? All the nations shall say. Okay, this is an aside. So, in my opinion, it's saying, you follow the Lord, these things won't happen. But if you go astray and follow false gods, these things are going to happen. And they're going to say, why has it happened? Okay, now I'm back. What does this great heat of his great anger mean? Then men shall say, because they have abandoned the covenant of the Lord God of their forefathers that he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt, for they went astray and served other gods and worshiped them. Within brackets, I have the word false gods. They didn't know that he hadn't given to them. The anger of the Lord grew against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. The Lord uprooted them out of their land in anger, fury, and great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. The secret things belong to the Lord your God, our God, but those things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, so we may do all the words of this law. The next time I share a podcast, it will be for the Lord's compassion. Return to him with all your heart and soul. That's over Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 through 20. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.